All right, Central Ohio City League sports fans, come on, let me share with you sitting today in the City League Lounge. We got guests from Centennial Stars boys basketball team, men's basketball team. Y'all got some good look. We got some good looking people in the room today, right? So joining me are players Khalil Faison.
Yes, sir.
We also got one of the young fellas in the house, Keon Bonner. And then, of course, the head coach, Coach Sean Williams. So we'll start with the young fella. Say hello to everybody, man. Say your name. Say what's up to Central Ohio.
What's up? I'm Keon Bonner. Class of 2027.
What's up, Keon Bonner?
How everybody doing?
No, you go last, coach. Oh. We go to the senior of the room.
What's up, y'all? Khalil Faison, class of 2025.
There we go. Yes, indeed. So we got a sophomore. We got a senior. Coach, tell everybody who you are, man. Say hello to Central Ohio.
I'm Coach Sean Williams. I'm here. It's my fourth year at Centennial High School. In a minute.
4 years in, right? Come on. Hey, we're going to have a little bit of fun here today, Central Ohio, because I've known Sean probably for maybe 10 years. I've seen him around the school system. And Sean, we'll start with you, man. I don't normally start with the coaches, but I'm going to start with a coach today. Okay. Kind of just give me a little bit. Share with all our listeners. How'd you get into coaching? Why are you sitting here? Why are you a coach?
I would say I really give a lot of credit to Coach Spears.
Mm.
He was my safety and security guard in high school, my freshman year, sophomore year.
For those that don't know, Coach Spears, head coach, boys basketball, South High School.
Yep. And so his impact, his influence helped me. You know, I'm like, man, I want to do that.
Oh, wow.
I want to coach.
Yeah.
You know, I want to be able to have and build the relationships that he built with us.
Okay.
You know, and I think that was really what kind of got me into it. It started, and then, you know, once I got older, that's who I was
gravitated towards it as a field and an opportunity.
Yes, sir.
Well, I knew you played, and I knew you and Coach Spears had and have an outstanding relationship, but didn't know that level and degree of influence that he had with you. So sitting here, we got two I'm going to call you non-Columbus guys. not to offend you, but I saw in both of your production notes, you're not from Columbus, Ohio.
No.
So, Keon, we'll start with you. When did your family, you're from Cleveland, when did your family make their way to Columbus? Or have you been here since an infant and you don't really know any different?
Nah, I mean, we moved down here when I was little.
Okay. So Columbus is home for you?
Kinda, yeah. But I be out in Cleveland all the time. Like,
you have family there?
Yeah, all my family live out there. I don't got no family out here.
Oh, so just your immediate family lives in Columbus, Ohio?
Yeah.
Okay. So what about you, Khalil?
I'm from Akron.
Akron?
Yeah, I moved down here in 2017. It's basically from my church, because my parents are pastors.
Oh,
so okay. So we all moved down here for a church and everything. It kind of grew here, and it was a nice place to move here.
Okay,
it was
so Akron's decision. Home for you?
Yeah, yep. Yeah. Mm.
Okay. Yeah. You a LeBron guy?
Sadly, yeah.
Sadly. Yeah. No, I'm just curious. Are y'all, I know this is a basketball show, but I just like to know who I'm sitting in the room with. Are y'all Cleveland Browns guys?
No.
I don't watch football at all.
Oh, good. Thank you, then, because I'm a Pittsburgh Steelers.
Okay.
Right. So now that I know we don't have to worry about that level of animosity. But let's talk now. Let's talk a little basketball. Khalil, we'll start with you. You're the senior in the room. You come here in 17. So what is that, eighth grade for you? Or no, that's
fifth grade.
Fifth grade. Mm-hmm. So you spent middle school, high school, Central Ohio? Is that fair to say?
Yes, sir.
Where does your basketball story begin?
It definitely begins at Akron. I remember as a kid, I used to go to YMCA all the time, play basketball with my brothers and stuff. And then one day my mom came up to me and she said, oh, there's a little program for basketball.
Hmm.
And so we started there. I remember his name was Coach Gardner.
Oh, Coach Gardner, getting some love up in Akron, wherever you at, man, get some love. We got somebody here. Their journey begins with you. Go ahead.
Yes, sir. And it was a really basic start from there. He taught me the fundamentals and stuff of it. It was a pretty nice experience, but that's where the basically started, YMCA. And then we moved to another house, like 3 months later after finding that out. And by my house, it was a big basketball court. And it was basically LeBron's basketball court. He had his logo, his like courts and everything.
Outdoor court?
Yeah, outdoor, yeah.
Oh, I love it. And I like you already.
Yeah.
So did you play it outside?
Oh, yeah, all the time. I never stopped.
Kids don't play outside anymore, man. You might just became my favorite dude.
Yeah.
Man, the whole show is about you now, man. You played outside?
Yeah,
wow, you know, kids today, man, they don't say they play outside. Man, my generation, we were all concrete kids mm-hmm. growing up and didn't really have much of a choice, man. We didn't have all the gyms open and availability and shooting machines and all that type of stuff. You just had to go out there and get it in.
Yes, sir.
Okay.
Yeah.
So we got that, Keon. We're going to turn to you, man. Tell us about your basketball journey. Where does it begin? You're so serious, man. We got to get you to lose. There you go. It's a, for our radio listeners, fact. He smiled just a little bit. He hasn't really smiled a lot yet. We're going to get him hopefully loosen up. Tell us about your basketball journey.
I've always really played basketball. I've always been around it. Like, my dad hooped growing up. My granddad, he hooped.
Okay.
But I never, like, when I was little, I didn't really start taking basketball serious till I was in, like, sixth grade.
Okay.
I always just did it for fun. But when sixth grade came around, I started taking it serious. I played for Joel Jackson in sixth grade, coached for Westland.
Yeah.
I played for him. And he was like kind of like the first guy to really give me a shot like on a team.
Yeah.
And I kind of just – it was I always really been good. It was just a confidence thing for me.
When did you know that you were good?
I don't even know. I just knew I was nice.
But when you look back on basketball, you think you've been, you know, I mean, just memory-wise, you think you've been one of the better kids that's been out there playing?
Yeah.
Okay. I mean, that's a fair comment.
Yeah. Yeah. It was a confidence thing for me. Like, I would be nice when I would go play anywhere, but, like, when it came time to play organized basketball in a game, I was kind of scared.
Yeah.
And it just took a little bit of this, a little bit of that.
Yeah, okay.
And I ended up getting my confidence.
Okay.
And pretty much from sixth grade, I just it always just been
just started
like
clicking
that.
For you from there.
Yeah.
I saw you. You're a Woodward Park kid, right?
Yes, sir.
Played a little basketball at Woodward Park. You all had a really good middle school team. In reflection for us, because Columbus City has seen some amazing mm-hmm. middle school teams. I mean, we had a guy on the show a couple weeks ago named Lamont Barnes. And he listed out guys that was on their middle school team.
Big
it's like,
Barnes.
Man, you know what I mean? Like you could take those guys. It's important for you all to kind of understand how deep the history of Columbus City sports actually is. But so sticking in this space here, now here you all sit, and you're a part of the Stars family. Coach, is it aligning the way you wanted it to, your vision? Is it coming together? I mean, you know, you're your fourth year in. Tell me about the journey. And share with our listeners, is Stars basketball going the way you wanted it to go?
I think the program is definitely heading in the right direction. I think this year has been a really, you know, each year our win total has improved, our development has improved, and it's a lot of guys that have, you know, just brought into the process of working, you know, and I think that I credit Coach Bates, you know, like at AfroCentral. We had a lot of conversations for how we started to do our morning workout program four times a week. And, you know, you're in the morning and, you know, everybody's there and you got, you know, the entire team. So once guys bought into that, it was like, hey, we got a lot of catching up to do within our league. And and I think that once we really bought into that, I think the culture of like, hey, we working and this is just normal. It's not like Coach crazy for having us here at six.
That's right.
It's
That's
like, right. no, we're just gonna, this is the norm. And so it's starting to show like for these guys where they're, a lot of the work that they have put in, that culture piece. And
The fruits of your labor are starting to blossom a little bit.
So to answer your question, I do think it's, you know, it's gonna continue, you know, for us just by, if the guys continue. Like guys like him following his example. Because he's been here since my first year and started varsity.
So you've seen the good, the bad, and the ugly.
Yeah, every little
indeed. Hey, getting in the car some days after practice, right? And you're like, man, what are we doing, right? Exactly. I know I can understand that.
Yeah.
So it's good to have a kid like Khalil, guy like Khalil in your program who has seen it because and also – for you to be able to reap some of the rewards of the success.
Yeah.
You know, we're having the show. The show will air later on. So I don't know how your season ends this year, right? And so when this comes out, you know, it may be, you might still be playing or your season may have been over, but you can at least reflect fondly on a regular season and say, hey, look, man, we've been able to achieve some things. Khalil, tell me what you see is the difference from a player. And this is a safe space. He can't make you run for this. there's no suicide for this. Whatever you say here, if he tries to get you, shoot me an email, man. We'll line the coaches up on the baseline for you. So it's a safe space. So what do you see as a player?
I see a lot of things. I definitely changed. Like my first year with him, because coming in to Centennial, I didn't know who my coach was going to be because it was a lot of coaches coming in and out.
You
know,
transition year.
Yeah, so it was a lot of coaches. So when I came, he came.
Where'd you play middle school at?
I played Ridgeview.
Oh, Ridgeview. Mm-hmm. Okay, we got Northside babies in the house. That's what's up. Okay.
Yeah. So when he came in, I was kind of worried because I didn't know what was going to happen. I don't know if I was going to grow comfortable with him or anything. No, it's that mindset as a little kid. Like, I don't know what's going to happen, basically. So, the differences that I've seen is definitely the mentality. People are growing up to build a character. And also, the early graduates, when they came in, they didn't know what to do. They was like frustrated. People didn't know like how it was going to be. They didn't know what was going to go after the high school season. But, I think Coach Sean set the example of like knowing like where we're going to go after like high school and everything.
Yeah.
So, definitely a mentality thing.
Are you one of the captains?
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
And so and definitely, again, pushed to like go harder and harder. Cause like earlier, like, and, the first year, it was kind of like, he was trying to get cuffed around the kids and stuff, trying to like make it feel like just a comfortable space. But I don't think they brought onto it to like, you know, how to feel comfortable around him. So, I think this year is a big improvement. He like made everybody feel comfortable.
Yeah.
He made everybody feel like this is a safe zone. You can do this. You can do that.
Do you lean on a kid like this in your program?
Yeah. I think this was the first year we've been able to like lean, you know, on his last year. He was a captain the last 2 years, okay. But I think he was really ready to be a captain this year.
Okay.
Like, yeah. I think, you know, last year was like we voted. He got that, but I think this year he took that challenge of like. He started the morning, you know, like we've always done them, but he started everybody being there. Like it ain't, you know, like no missing, no, like everybody
locked in.
1 through 13 need to be here.
Yeah.
Or, you know, like this is what's going to happen, or this is what him making you have to check in is what made it a difference.
I'm going to ask a personal question for a moment. I'm just throwing this out there. Mm-hmm. Obviously, I'm guessing those are not fashion glasses. Those are prescription glasses.
No, these are fashion glasses.
Are they fashion glasses? Yeah. Oh, man. Because I was going to wonder, do you hoop in contacts? Nah. I got a son who wears prescription glasses. I can't get this dude to wear goggles. I'm like, dude, you got to wear something. But you threw me all the way up. But those look good on you then, man. So, Keon, you come into the program. I think this is your first year over there.
Yes, sir.
Right? You tell me. Tell me about a typical Centennial practice, man. What's practice like?
Practice.
And you cannot, like, same rules. You cannot get in trouble, man. Give us some of this secret sauce, man. Tell us what's going on, man. The success, because you guys are having, for all fairness, you're having a pretty good year, right? You know what I mean? You're way above 500. I think you only got a handful of losses, 3-4 maybe losses or something like that. So what's the secret sauce? What's the Centennial Stars practice like?
He told me I can't get in trouble for this.
You cannot get in trouble. You don't got to share all the secret sauce. Just give us a little bit.
I hate practice.
Woo! Okay.
I can't stand practice, but practice is like, it just depends on, his mood.
Okay.
Practice can be good sometimes. Practice can be horrible sometimes.
Yeah. Horrible because you guys are having to put in that higher degree of work?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Mm-hmm.
A very high degree of work.
Yeah.
But
I like asking the young guys this question, Coach, because they're honest, right?
Practice.
Yeah, yeah. Seniors know the political answer. That's why I ain't asked Khalil. I like to hear the young guys on these.
Yeah. Practice. I mean, it's a lot of competing going on during practice, though.
Yeah, as it should.
Especially
be.
when we go up and down.
Yeah.
Like young guys going at the older guys going at the younger guy. Everybody competing.
Yeah.
But practice is just. I mean, it's practice, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, okay. I will share. I remember there were times, man, when I was practicing as a senior. And, you know, sometimes you want to be able to push your team. You kind of hear this is an old school mentality, but I used to ask our coach sometimes, hey, like, you know, let me and this other starter maybe, let us go with the second group. So then it might be three guys on the first group, and now us two, and we're going to take three. You know what I mean? So then you can push each other in practice because you have to get better in practice. Yeah. I will share this with you as a young guy. I don't know what your goals are, and we'll talk a little bit about that here today. But the path to your goals are in practice. So I will share with you, learn to love it. Learn to embrace, and I share this for all kids and families, learn to embrace the opportunity to get better. practice is supposed to be hard, but it is also the opportunity to improve, right? Like if you're not willing to put in the work, there's no magic dust. You can't just show up to the games on Tuesdays and Fridays and somebody sprinkles something over your head and tap your shoulder with the magic wand and then you go perform. So you have to put in the work if you want to have the success, right? So just learn to love it, hopefully, man. And that comes with maybe a little bit of time. Yeah. But is there any fun at practice, Coach? Is there some fun stuff? Does the music ever get a chance to come on every once in a while? Or tell me, Khalil over here smiling, radio listeners. He's smiling. He said, man, let me hear this.
Look, okay. So that's my I will say this. My favorite part is the practice and the preparation part. I do love the game, but it's like just the everyday work part. So, you know, in practice, you know, there's some days the music, you know, is going, and you know, like before 5 minute laps, or we call it 5 minute conditioning on certain days where, and so that's when the music is going throughout. If we go in through a skill piece or guard big breakdown, that's when the music is going throughout practice. But you know, we try to, you know, these have been our most competitive practices. And kind of like you said, being able to put, you know, some starters on this group. We kind of took a method from Ohio State when they had their practices. They have like five different lineups and they kind of, you'll go through them and it's all based off analytics. So we have the huddle numbers thanks to y'all. We got them huddle numbers.
Yeah.
So we use those lineups. And we have team one, team two, team three, and like you go red and white, and you know, like if I say team one is going, and they're going to play against the rest of the guys that are in those other colors. So it's just kind of just a method to try to get some competitive stuff going in practice. I seen that was something that worked. I seen Ohio State, they was getting to it. And I was like, that's his roommate.
That's right.
And like, that's his roommate, but he's competing with that guy every day. So how can we get that in our program?
Yeah.
So we just kind of snatched that away from the practice.
Hey, I commend you for that, man, because a lot of programs have lost competitiveness in their programs. They don't know how to, you know, help each other improve. So if you can build a culture, coaches out there, if you can build a culture where teammates can get after it, not just boys basketball, girls soccer, whatever, if you can get after it and help each other improve, you're going to see those results when you go out and play in games, right? I mean, I'll just share that with you flat out. That's the recipe. And it's good to hear you say something like, you know, you're able to take care of or take advantage of some of the technology that's out there that the school district has. Khalil, we're going to shift a little bit from basketball for a moment. So in reading some of your production notes, and you shared your parents are pastors and you're in the church. You're in the choir. Did I read that correctly or did I not read that correctly?
No.
Are you in the choir?
Am I in the choir?
Yeah, you in the choir?
I mean, I'm in the singing.
You singing? You got okay. Are you like out in the front? Are you in the back row somewhere?
No, I'm mostly out in the front.
You're out in the front.
Yeah.
Like, so Coach, I've noticed here, and I picked up on this. We talked about this. He got a deep kind of voice, right? Is that fair to say? Where would Coach be at in the choir? Can Coach bellow out some pipes, man?
Running than anything else. Where am I at on this?
Yeah, where is Coach at in the, so like if Coach comes into service, where does Coach got to be at in the choir? Is he all the way in the back or do he get to be in the front?
He might be in the back sitting down.
Sitting down.
Thank you, because you got this deep voice. But Coach, you in the back sitting down in the choir. How does that help shape your life as a young man?
I think it expands more like the things I can do, like more talent stuff. Also,
are you in a school choir?
Nah. I sing a lot, but I don't do anything that's like professional singing. Like I don't sing. I used to sing for my church when we was in Akron for a little bit, but then I stopped. So now I just like sing my mom sometimes they need help or like they need help with the praise team. But it definitely.
Are you a singing in the shower, dude? Like when you wake up?
I sing everywhere.
Sing in the locker room.
Singing in the locker room.
I sing everywhere.
Okay. So singing is part of your thing then. That brings you joy.
Yeah.
I was the only one in the group that sings the national anthem.
I love that.
And we played the Whitney Houston version.
Oh, he got the extended version. Him and Whitney going at each other.
He sings the whole time.
I love that. That, you know, for everybody, man, if you can ever find those little moments of life that bring you joy, tap into them, hold them real close and tight to you, and don't let anybody take them from you. You know what I mean? Like, no matter what, man, people will judge you for your joys, but if you can find them, You just hold on to it. Yes, yeah, sir. But when I read that, and I said, Coach got this deep voice, but Coach, we just making sure it's no, you in the back sitting down.
See, I'm back of the choir. Yeah.
Back of the choir sitting down.
That's exactly what you said.
Not David Ruffin.
Coach, tell me about in-game stuff, man. Like how do you lean on these guys to make sure the preparation and the game performance is where you want it to be?
I would say they've allowed me to calm down a little bit more. Yeah. Because I was very, like, I wanted to control everything on the court. And having some seniors, like, not only just Khalil, but, you know, Carl and Jalen and even Gav, you know, being a guy that's being vocal as a leader, they've helped me calm down. Yeah. Because, like, you know, you want to control everything. But now you see, like, Carl has that, you know, like, he's controlling things on the court. Yeah. Or Jalen has that ability to control things. So
guys you can trust.
Yeah, guys you can trust. And so now I think that has just helped me the most in our style and the making adjustments and not reacting to runs. Like, I think that's been the best thing that has helped us this year is we don't really react to them. Like, we always say, like, hey, it's going to happen for us. Mm-hmm. It's going to happen for them.
Yep.
But, like, if it's going to continue to, like, you just got to keep, you know, making your way through the basketball game.
Well, they say in the basketball world, sometimes you just got to be the team to have the last run.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Yeah.
So if you can find a way to stick with the run, sometimes you just got to be the team to have the last run.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I think that's really what has helped, you know, just helped the program. Like,
certainly,
just the ability to, you know, guys that have been there, you know, we've had some different moments. Started last year where, like, I'm like, we didn't quit in that moment where we were given an opportunity to quit before in the first two, we might have taken that opportunity in some of those games. And I think this year that has really just kind of been like, we're not quitting. You know, you're going to have to finish the basketball game against Centennial. And so that's kind of been – that's just a credit to them and their mindset.
Certainly. I'll share this, and I want to continue to keep pushing this. One of the things that is talked about right now, man, in the sports world, especially at this kind of high school and adolescent level, we haven't done a good job of helping kids learn how to be resilient.
Mm-hmm.
This is, you know, we had a time period there where, like, you know, and I don't know what our age difference is between me and you, Coach, but I grew up in a generation where you weren't allowed to quit. So your parents made it clear to you that whatever you started, you finished. If you didn't like the way that the season was going 2 weeks in, well, you got 10 more or 15 more weeks to go, however long the season is. Like, you didn't get to quit when we were kids. You started, you know, you finished what you started. And then over time, you started to see that change. And kids began to have an energy of just like, well, I'll just quit. It ain't going the way I want. I'm out of here, right? And kids don't know how to be resilient. But to hear you say, even in the small moments of a competitive game, we're not quitting. Kids have to learn. You got to learn to be resilient. Every time you face with one little small challenge, that doesn't mean pack your bags and go run in the other direction, right? Sometimes it means, you know what? I got to look deeper into my bag of tricks and figure out what skill set I have to be able to deal with this particular piece. So from a rotation standpoint, I don't know who starts and who doesn't. I'm presuming you guys are starters. And I've seen your team play a couple of times, but I don't lock those things to memory. Keon, being a younger guy on the roll right now, and I'm guessing you're in the rotation. Well, I know you're in the rotation. I've seen you. What do you see as your role as a guy who's on a team who has good senior leadership and guys that know the game? What do you see as your role?
I think, like, even though I'm not a senior, of course, or a captain, I think I still play a huge leadership role on and off the court. I think, like, my role on the court, I think, is to be that guy. Like, I control the offense. You know what I'm saying? I make sure I'm getting to what I got to get to. Like, make sure I know the plays from all the positions, playing 1 through 5.
Yeah.
Like, playing hard, rebounding, passing the ball, taking good shots. Stuff like that.
Let me share this with you. For all underclassmen out there, I'm going to speak for you right now, Khalil, as a senior. I'm going to speak for you because people don't know it until you're in the senior seat, right? To all underclassmen out there, you owe it to the seniors on your team to give them your all.
Definitely.
I still remember my last game of high school basketball, and I'm an old dude. I remember, man, we were playing at the fairgrounds, which is great to have the fairgrounds back for some of the basketball tournament stuff here in Central Ohio. We were at the fairgrounds. We had lost second round game. And in the locker room, and me and a handful of other seniors, you know, we're crying because it's tough. You know, that's our last game. It's emotional. It means a little bit to you, right? And the underclassmen laughing. Ha, ha, ha. You know, I'm thinking to myself, like, man, these dudes better get up out of here, right? Because you don't know the effect of it. And I wish someone would have said to the underclassmen on my team, give your all. Because then when you the senior, then all of a sudden you wishing somebody is giving their all, right? Yeah. And so I share that with you, man. As a kid who's a talented player, I know you made first league honors this year, man. Give your all to you, because you're gonna be a senior in a couple years, right? And then there's gonna be a sophomore or a junior or somebody sitting there, and you're gonna be like, come on, man. Like you know what I mean? So it's interesting to hear that, coach. When you set out to figure out, like, okay, man, here we're game planning, and here we are. Share with the listeners kind of what were the goals. You started off, you said you in year four. What were the goals as you kind of went through this stages of and where you're at now? What's the goals for Centennial Stars?
So, you know, when I first started, I had a 5-year plan, and I gave it to the principal, you know, in our interview. Mm. And she still has a copy of that in her desk, which is funny.
Break it out every once in a while. Hey, come on, man.
You still here.
Yeah, we still, right.
So, you know, like, it was, you know, we wanted to have over 3.0 team GPA. Like, that was goal number one. We wanted to, first year, academics. That was what we wanted to make sure.
Set the standard.
Our team. And then, you know, year two, try to improve in the league standings. Year three, we wanted to host a playoff. Like, we wanted to win some games, try to host a playoff.
You got a good chance of that this year.
Now that in year four, like that, we wanted in three, but now, you know, it wasn't the time. So year four, we have an opportunity where we can host a playoff game, you know, where we're in the AC right now. Yeah. Got an opportunity to host a playoff game, got an opportunity to set the school record for wins in the season. So, if we win the next two, today and tomorrow, that would be the most wins.
Non-league today.
Okay.
So people don't know, like I said, when this airs. Yeah. So just say, who are your last two regular season opponents, regardless of date?
Oh, last two are International and Franklin Heights.
Okay.
So if, you know, this would be
Franklin Heights is the first one, and then International as a league game.
No. So we got three left.
Oh, three games.
So we got Horizon today, International tomorrow, and then Horizon on the Franklin Heights on the 12th.
Okay.
So that would be the first, like, if we win these next two.
Yeah.
That would be the most wins since 1988. Zach Fleer sent me that yesterday.
Nice.
He sent me, like, all the records.
And it's good for a community to have a Zach Fleer that's willing to shed some exposure on what high school kids are doing. It's a nice platform.
And so, you know, he sent me that, and we knew that. Like, we knew that going into season. We say 17, 1980, and then that was the last time they won a district, was 1980.
Okay.
And, you know, they have never been to the City League Championship game.
Wow.
So we knew that going into the season, 17, 1980, and, you know, and never. So those were the three things that were on their binders that they have for film.
Yeah.
So, you know, just that opportunity for them to be a part of that, I think has been, like, been amazing. And that's been a part of it. It's been going, as, you know, to plan.
It's good to hear you embrace it. You know what I mean? Not every coach comes in and understands some of their school's past. Not every coach comes in and helps set that vision. And I think you can't get to where you want to get to without some of that vision and those goals and those things, right? So it's good to, and even if you fall a little bit short, you're still working towards that. You know what the work means, right? Khalil, I'm gonna start to you. Go over here, man. You mentioned your parents, man. Give your parents some love. Who's your support team? I know you talked about Coach Gardner at the Y, but who's your support team and who keeps you going right now?
Definitely my family, my church. I do everything for my family right now because my family's been going through a little bit of a rough time right now, especially back at Akron because a lot of stuff's been happening at Akron lately.
Okay, you still have family in Akron?
Yeah. And I got some people in Michigan as well. I'm Flint, Michigan as well. My dad's side.
Yeah.
So yeah, they've been going through stuff too.
You a Michigan guy?
Like a Michigan fan?
Yeah.
Nah.
No? Are you a fan of any team out here?
Yeah.
Who's your team?
My team's, for basketball, it's Celtics and Mavericks because of Kyrie. Kyrie's my favorite player.
All right.
So I'm a bandwagon for him. And then for football, it's Ravens. I'm a Baltimore.
Oh, you're Baltimore guy. So let me share with you then, and you may or may not know this. Mm. You said you played at Ridgeview. There's a Baltimore Raven that played at Ridgeview. Do you know that?
No.
Yeah, see, look, I'm going to give you a little bit of homework right now. A guy named...
That's all the time we have today on WCBE 90.5 FM. To hear the full show, you can find the City League Sports Podcast on Spotify, Apple, or whatever platform you prefer to listen to your favorite podcast. You can also follow us on Instagram at City League Sports 614. Until next time, I'm Dr. Vince Clarino. And thanks for listening.
Hi, I'm Raghav Raj. I'm the student intern here at 90.5 WCBE. Did you know that you can tune into this show on WCBE's new app? Whether you're on the go or staying home, the WCBE app lets you listen to our programming online anytime. For local music, community news, and original podcasts, find WCBE on the App Store or the Google Play Store today.
Hi, this is Sue Foley, inviting you to listen to Music Journeys. Hear local and national artists share how the love of music began and what inspired their latest project. Mike Foley blends it all together with some music. Now, you can't believe him if he says he's related to me and inherited my musical talent, but you can be sure that other Foley will deliver a worthwhile listening experience too.
I guess I'm all right being that other Foley. Listen to Music Journeys Saturday afternoons at 3:30.
And in the podcast experience at WCBE.org.